Smetters.
Hey.
For the second time.
Huh?
For the second time.
They don't know that it's the second time.
Now they do.
Now they do.
Well, we started it once, y'all, and I accidentally stopped it, and we had to start over.
And it's really cool right now because we're recording, and it's stormy outside. You can hear the thunder in the background.
A dark and stormy night. Perfect night for a monster.
So you're coming out?
I'm coming out as my monster self. I do want to tell them about my idea that I had, so they will know. So Troy and I have plans when
I murder, death, kill her.
Ashlyn has grown up and moved out, and what we're wanting to do is get like a little RV and travel around the United States.
No,
and just,
we are not getting an RV.
What are we getting?
We are getting a camper that will be pulled by my F-350.
Okay, a glamper. We're getting a glamper, and because I don't camp, y'all. And what we're going to do is just kind of travel around the United States and see everything. And just, it'd be fun for us, you know? And so I got to thinking, we do so many stories that do take place in the United States where I could get a notebook and start making us a list of places that we could visit. So with each week, I'm going to post a place in the United States and what they have there to offer, paranormal, supernatural wise.
And your mom's house. Boom.
Oh, shit. You went there. And your mom. But I will post that for you guys if y'all are even interested in that. I just thought it'd be fun to do, and it gave me an excuse to buy.
Did they give you chills?
What?
Did it give you chills?
What?
Did they multiply?
What are you talking about?
I'm getting chills.
No. It gave me an excuse to buy another notebook, and that is one of my favorite things because I have a weird obsession with office supplies, and I love going to Office Depot, and now y'all know my weird side. So,
Office Depot?
Is it Office Depot or Office? Oh, it's Staples.
Actually, I was always an Office Depot person. I preferred it over Staples for some reason. I don't know. I just did. I can't remember why. But now any office supplies I need, I just order from Amazon. But back in the day,
yeah,
it was kind of an Office Depot thing for me.
Yeah. I don't really know the difference. I just know there's...
It's like Walmart, Target, and Kmart.
Right. I like the notebooks, and I like all the different pens and stuff. I get so excited. But, yes. Do you know what we're doing tonight?
I would assume a story.
Okay.
We're not going to talk about office supplies all night.
No, but we could.
Ooh, do you hear that rain?
I hear crickets chirping.
That's not crickets, that's rain.
Okay. We are doing the Flatwoods Monster, y'all. And this is a fun story. So, let's dive on in. Are you ready? Okay. The Flatwoods Monster is also known as
Jennifer.
No, is Braxty. Braxty County Monster, the Phantom of Flatwoods, and the Green Monster. Did you want to say what you said the first time about the Green Monster?
What, that it's in Boston?
It's in Boston. This one is not in Boston. So, this one is in Flatwoods. Yeah, Flatwoods, West Virginia, in Braxton County. And our story takes place September 12th, 1952.
No way.
Absolutely, it does. So, we have Edward and Freddie May, who are playing right before sundown. They were at the Flatwoods Elementary School with their friends, Neil Nunley, Tommy Heiler, and Teddy Neal. They're all ranging from around 10 to 17 years old. I was like, what is that noise? All of a sudden, they saw something in the sky that looked like it was on fire.
Fire.
They described it as a huge fireball the size of a house. So they watched it land, and it landed on G. Bailey Fisher's farm. It looked like it meant to go there. Kind of like it flew over there. You know what I mean? It wasn't like
a
like,
giant threw a fireball at somebody?
What? No.
Somebody used a catapult and sent a ball of fire flying?
Not at all.
Okay.
Basically, what they're trying to say is it didn't look like an asteroid or a meteor or a shooting star.
Like someone with a catapult shooting a ball of fire at
them. No, it looks like it was kind of floating that way and it was meaning to go over there.
Like a
Stop saying catapult.
It's kind of like an archer. It's like somebody really wants to stab somebody, but they're way over there, so they invented the bow and arrow.
Okay.
Like, I really want to stab him over there, so they use a bow and arrow.
Wow. Okay. So, anyway, it looks like it meant to go over there is the point I'm trying to make, but not with a catapult. So, the boys, you know, they see it and they're young and they're like, you know what, let's go check this shit out. So, they take off and they're running towards the farm, but on their way.
Guys, literally, when she just said, we're running, she moved her little hands like she was really in a sprint, like running. She physically did that. I think if you tape her hands up, she wouldn't be able to talk.
I wouldn't. Okay, so on their way to the farm, they stopped and they decided to grab Kathleen Meg, who was Edward and Freddie's mom. So they stopped and they were like, mom, this is what happened. You know, will you come with us? And she's like, absolutely, I will. So she gets in on it, but on the way, they stopped and grabbed one of their cousins. This sounds like a children's book where they just stop and keep grabbing people. His name was Eugene Lemon, who was 17 and was an Army Reserve. I guess the more people, the better. In the end, they stopped and they got Richie, the dog. No one is very sure who Richie belonged to. He kind of belonged to the town. Now, I saw in so many different things that he belonged to the family, and then he belonged to this person and that person. So we're going to say that he belonged to everybody. He was everybody's dog. So as the group got closer, they smelled a terrible smell like sulfur. It got stronger, and the closer they got, it made their eyes burn, and the air was thick. It was almost like mustard gas is how they described it. They got closer to the object, and as I said, the air was heavy, and it was the size of a house, and it was still glowing red. There was mist everywhere. Richie the dog ran ahead to the object, and when he got close, he started howling. As soon as that happened, he then ran back all the way to the town. Later, he was found, and he was throwing up nonstop. Someone took him to the vet, and immediately he died. No one knew what the dog died from. He just died. Meanwhile, Eugene Lemon pointed his flashlight at a sound he heard behind them. They're still over there by the ship, kind of looking at it, checking it out, and they hear something move behind them. So they turn around, startled, and they point that flashlight out, and that's when they see it.
Bum, bum, bum.
Yes.
What was it?
It was floating above the tree branches, and it was looking around.
So it definitely wasn't sent by a catapult.
Definitely not. It was 10 feet tall. Don't. With a head shaped like a spade with a point at the top. It had gnarled little arms and hands with glowing green eyes. It was wearing green metal armor that kind of came down like a dress. And I'll post a picture for you guys to see what I'm talking about because it sounds kind of different. It was floating and it was shrieking. When it saw the group, it started hissing. It started floating towards them and they took off running as fast as they can. They all said there was some kind of gas coming out of it. Eugene Lemon dropped the flashlight and took off screaming. The Mays boys to this day believe it was a mechanical thing that looked like it had portholes with lights coming out. It seemed like it was sent out of the craft to survey the land, but they thought the alien was inside controlling it. They still to this day believe that. And when I saw that they thought the alien was inside this, you know, this thing controlling it, it made me think of Men in Black, you know, where that man dies and the face opens up and there's this little bitty alien inside controlling it. You remember what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. That's what it made me think of. But we're not talking about that. But in my notes, I put Men in Black. When they got home, they called Sheriff Carr and a co-owner of the local newspaper, A. Lee Stewart. They went to the site and Stewart said there was a sickening, burnt, metallic odor still prevailing. For days, the group was sick with nausea, vomiting, and sore throats. Eugene Lemon had been vomiting and convulsing when he got home. The same night, there was another report of this monster. So, this is going on pretty much all over the town. It's not just this group that we're hearing about. So, I'm going to go over these other sightings, too. Another sighting of a creature similar in description was reported by Mrs. Audra Harper not long before the infamous sighting on Fisher's Farm. Harper claims to have seen the monster while walking through the woods near her home near the town of Heaters. Heaters is about 5 miles north of Flatwoods. Harper and her friend were walking to a nearby store. The road leading out of their property was implacable and rutted, so they were taking a shortcut through the forest instead of walking the road, which would have increased their trip significantly. About a half a mile into their trip, they noticed a ball of fire on one of the hills they were passing. Harper dismissed it, assuming that one of her neighbors was fox chasing. Then she glanced back and she saw something unbelievable. The fire had vanished, and in its place stood the tall, dark silhouette of a man-shaped figure. Terrified, Harper and her friend ran, escaping among the rocks and boulders strewn around the hillside. Now, the day after the September 12th incident in Flatwoods, another strange sighting occurred near Strange Creek, about 20 miles south of Flatwoods. Reportedly, George and Edith Snitowski and their 18-month-old son were driving through a rural... I can never say this word. What is it?
Rural.
I can't say it.
Say it southern accent, you're like rural.
Rural. Area between Clay and Braxton County on Route 4 when their car suddenly died. Mr. Snitowski attempted to restart the car to no avail. Now, I was listening to another podcast about this, and they were saying that Mr. Snitowski had recently replaced the battery, so there was nothing wrong with the car. This should not be happening. It was nighttime, and the road was deserted, but while he was trying to decide what to do, he smelled a foul, sulfurous smell. It filled the air, and their baby began to cry. A strange bright light filled the darkness. And while he was looking to figure out what was going on with the car, his wife started screaming, telling him to look behind him. A strange bright light, as I said, filled the darkness, and a 10-foot-tall creature hovering started coming towards them. He jumped in the car, and the description is similar to that of the original sighting, except the monster was not wearing what is presumed to be its spade-shaped hood. Instead, its head was reportedly reptilian and bony. The creature dragged its lizard-like hand across the hood of the car before drifting away into the woods. As soon as the monster was out of sight, the car restarted and the couple sped away. So, that was their story on the monster, which that is terrifying. They also said on the podcast, as the monster was coming towards them and he jumped in the car, he kind of jumped over his wife and baby, trying to kind of shield them from what he thought was going to happen. But nothing luckily happened. It just drug its hand across the car. And the next morning where they looked, where it did put its hand, there was burn marks on the car. So, there is that. Now, another farmer reported watching the aircraft land and pulsate red light, while someone else reported they watched it leave about 6:30 the next morning. So, it did leave, but you know, that's why they can't find anything, any remains from it, pretty much. But there you go. So, the sheriff conducted all the interviews himself, and Eugene Lemon's family even said the house shook violently when it flew over to land, and the radio they were listening to wouldn't play for about 45 minutes after that. So, obviously, it had something to do. It does something to anything electric, it sounds like. So,
it kind of sounds like the Mothman.
I'm glad that you said that, because it's related to the Mothman. Maybe. But Mothman was also in Point Pleasant, West Virginia. Mm-hmm. And this is in West Virginia also. So they try to kind of relate Mothman and the Flatwoods Monster a little bit. But I'm glad you said that. The sheriff, as I said, conducted all the interviews. And the next day, the West Virginia National Guard was sent to the site by the Air Force. The operation was headed by Captain Levitt, and they found something, and they were ordered to send it to the Pentagon. What it was they found was, when the ship landed, it made kind of a little crop circle-looking thing and left, like, this oil. So they got that and sent it to the Pentagon. Later, Levitt was promoted to colonel and declared that they would never release what they found from that site.
Why?
They wouldn't say anything. So, there's that. So, obviously, somebody knows something, but they're not letting us know.
That Area 51 crap.
I do, too.
Just tell us. We're big boys. We can handle it.
We can handle it. So, later, Kathleen May, the mother of Edward and Freddie, received a letter from the Pentagon explaining that she saw, when she was in the woods that night, experimental rockets, and she needed to stop talking about the story she was telling about what all she saw from the Pentagon. You know what Kathleen said?
What?
She said, fuck off, and she never stopped talking about it. Can't stop, won't stop. Which surprises me, you know, because normally you hear, like, the Men in Black stories, how people talk about it and they'll disappear or something like that. And they sent her a letter and they're like, this is what you saw. You need to stop talking and spreading the story around. And she's like, you know what? I'm not gonna. But, you know, nothing happened to her. She just kept on and on. So, get it, Kathleen. So, I love that she kept talking. And that's pretty much it. There have been no more sightings of the Flatwoods Monster, but Braxton County, they totally celebrate it. They love the Flatwoods Monster. They have a Flatwoods Monster Museum, and going into this town, there is a sign, and I took a picture, or I've got a screenshot of it that I'll post on Instagram. But the sign going into the town says, welcome to Flatwoods, home of the Green Monster, which that's kind of, that's going to confuse people. And then we have, and this is pretty neat, y'all. I'll put it on the new notebook thing that we're doing, because I love this idea. In Braxton County, they have this thing called the Monster Chair Project. And they have five chairs. They are all, they're like huge chairs, like 10-foot chairs. They are painted to look like the Flatwoods Monster. And you have to find them throughout the town. They're all located in different places. And they even have QR codes that, when scanned, they give a little bit of history and info about Braxy, which I thought was kind of neat.
Mm-hmm.
That's very cool. The chairs, they're all painted different colors and stuff, but they all do resemble the Flatwoods Monster. And I'll try to find some pictures of the chairs to post also, because I thought that was really cool. They also have a Flatwoods Monster Festival. It was canceled last year due to COVID. I'm not sure if it's on this year. It should be, but I'm sure you can look it up and find it. I found the Facebook page for the Flatwoods Monster Museum, and it looks wonderful. So y'all can always go on Facebook and look that stuff up, because it just looks really cool. It'd be fun to go to and see the site and everything where it landed. But that is the story. And the thing with me on this story is there were several different sightings, right? And, you know, I know reptilians are extraterrestrial as well, but it's not what I was expecting when the other couple saw the reptilian bony face and head. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Like, I was expecting, I don't really know what I was expecting, but it wasn't really that. I expected like a small gray alien inside kind of controlling it. Kind of like a little bitty spaceship for it to go out and make sure everything's okay, like the air for them. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what it sounded like. But then somebody described it as a reptilian. And y'all, I'm sorry. Reptilians scare the crap out of me. They are scary. And, you know, it kind of got me. So let me know what you guys think. And also, if you have been to Braxton County and you've seen some of these cool Flatwood Monster things that they have, send some pictures in, because I would love to see them. I'd love to post them. I know you can look them up online, but as I always say, it's so much better seeing what you guys see when y'all go. But yeah, send some pictures in. We would love that. And I'm trying to think. I had an idea for next week. It's going to be fun. Probably a little bit longer. I thought this one would take a little bit longer, but it didn't. But that is the story of the Flatwoods Monster. And what do you think?
I think it's a really cool story. Like, that's one that I would like to do some more research on.
Absolutely.
Like, I know you've got this one story here, but there's got to be more accounts of it. And so I'd like to see who else might have seen it, talked about it, since it's so hush-hush.
Yeah, especially with the Pentagon trying to keep Kathleen May quiet. And, you know, it surprises me that nothing more came from it when she, you know, said no thank you to that. That kind of got me also. But, yeah, it's just, I don't know. Because it did, there were other accounts. And they were close to the same time, like multiple people saw it land. So it's not something that the whole town just had a meeting and said, hey, let's make this up. They didn't do that. Also, I heard that when Ailey Stewart was interviewing the family, he said that it was pure fear and terror in their face when he spoke to them. You can't just... They weren't that good at actors, and all their stories matched up. They didn't have time because they called him immediately, right after it happened. So, and then them all smelling the sulfur and the air being thick and heavy. Something was definitely there.
You're lucky Sam and Dean didn't show up.
Yeah, they are.
Sorry.
No, I love Supernatural. Y'all watch Supernatural. It's so wonderful. But yeah. I love this story. The first time I heard it, I was like, I was hooked. And I had to do the story. And it's so fun. And as I said, I love that Braxton County just embraces it. That's so cool. And not to mention, it's so close to... Point Pleasant is in West Virginia, right?
I think so.
I want to double check that because I don't want to...
Get an email like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, you have no idea about geography. Pleasant West. It is in West Virginia. So there we go. Cool, cool. So yes. Damn, West Virginia, y'all have a bunch of monsters.
You think you were from there?
I am. But yeah, we should search out all of what West Virginia's got going on, because I know y'all have more. But yes.
Country road, take me home.
Also, y'all, if y'all have any stories or anything about any kind of cryptids that y'all have seen, send them in. Send them to supernaturalsmut1@gmail.com, or you can DM us on Instagram if it's easier. I would love to hear y'all's stories. I'm fascinated by this stuff. I have never had any sightings, and that kind of makes me sad, but I would love to hear about y'all's sightings, about what all y'all have seen. You know, I think it would be really cool to hear about.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Well, that is it for us tonight. I will have a longer story ready for you guys next week. And it's just been kind of a tough week, as y'all know. But we will be back on track. And be sure to tune in Wednesday for Free Ballin' Uncut, where we chit-chat about who knows what. So, y'all make good choices. And fuck you, Barry.
Carmen Bra.
Bye, y'all. Y'all have a great week.
Bye.